Akashwani in common, and what is the purpose of that Akashwani? Without it, also Krishna could have been born. Yeah, it's not so easy to isolate one particular incident from a chain of incidents and to assess what would have been the impact of this. Oh, if this had not happened this way, that had not happened that way. There is a whole, they call it history and contra-history or alternative history. Only, you know, if in this war, this person had, instead of attacking here, had attacked here, what would have happened? Maybe more familiar to us is contra-cricket history. Say, if India recently lost in the semi-finals in the World Cup, and so many people become self-appointed commentators. Only if this batsman had come early, only if this bowler had bowled like this, only if this person had come before. So now, would that have changed? Well, maybe we don't know. Some other batsman comes before, but that batsman also gets out, who knows? So it's difficult to isolate a particular element from a whole narrative. But still, broadly, we can see a couple of things. That is the celestial voice common? Well, you could say it's not unheard of. It's not that it happens every day. But we see in the first canto also, Narad Muni hears a voice and he's been performing, he's a Narada boy, and he's performing tapas, he's performing austerity, he sees the Lord, he's delighted on seeing the Lord, but then the Lord disappears. And then after that he hears a voice that, because you are impure at heart and incomplete in service, you cannot see me now. But this glimpse you have been given so that you can long for me. And your longing for me will free you from all other longings. And then you can come to me. You'll attain me ultimately. So we see that, but we don't see that very common. Basically, the idea is that this is the terrestrial realm, the celestial realm. And interactions between the terrestrial and the celestial realms do happen, with the earthly and heavenly realms do happen. They're not uncommon. Devatas sometimes appear on the earth, sometimes in yajna, sometimes other times, sometimes say Arjuna goes to the heavens. So the specific modes of interaction between the terrestrial and celestial may vary. And in each context, it may be for a particular purpose. When Ram is fighting with Ravan, toward the end, Indra sends his own chariot and charioteer. It is Indra only who has, in a sense, who has gone to Brahma, and through that Vishnu has been invoked and Ram has descended. So that has been earlier done already, but specifically in a visible way that intervention happens just before the final war. So celestial-terrestrial interactions do happen. In the form of Akashwani, they're not that common. Now in this particular case, as you rightly pointed out, what all does it serve? Yes, it does serve to accelerate, to dramatize and accelerate the appearance of Krishna. So basically, now Krishna could have come and killed Kamsa. But how would it could just have appeared to be just killing someone. The person's demonic nature, if it had not come out, then Krishna's killing him wouldn't have been justified. So normally, in ordinary situations, anybody can behave like a nice person. But it is when we are provoked. What do we do? All of us, even when we are provoked, we might deviate from our normal behavior. Some of us are a very gentle, nice person. When they get angry, they become like a different person. But all of us, even within our anger, have limits. Say, some of us, even when we get angry, you might never speak certain foul words. Certain bad words you will never speak. Or no matter how much angry we get, we might not take some physical weapon to hit someone. So we all have our limits. But some people have no limits. And their normal behavior and their provoked behavior are so different that somebody who has not seen their provoked behavior will not be able to believe this person can behave like this. So then for the world to know the extent to which they can go in there when they are provoked, sometimes they need to be provoked. So Krishna does this very well. Krishna makes that arrangement through various people for that to happen. So Kamsa's cruelty becomes visible to the world when his when the Akashvani comes, and then his behavior alters radically. The same sister whom he is very affectionately carrying as the charioteer in his chariot, he suddenly turns to kill her immediately. That's the extent of his evil disposition which comes out. So at one level we could say that the Akashvani happened just to expose to the world how demoniac Kamsa is. And then thereafter, yes, Kamsa killed all the previous babies. And it is brutal, but that was the way also those babies got liberated, got delivered from being born here on the earth quickly and leaving. And as you said, that was a there's a whole story behind that. So we could see there are multiple. Generally, see, the idea is for one incident, you could find explanation at various different levels. Say, if I am speaking right now to you and you can't hear what I'm speaking, you could say that is because maybe this mic volume is low. You could sometimes say that my speaking volume is low. Or you could say maybe your hearing has gone down. Or maybe you could say the acoustics of this room are bad. So you could have various explanations. So generally we go toward the most obvious explanation, the most immediate explanation as long as it makes sense. So we could go to various levels and other explanations can also be true. So in this case, as you rightly said, the explanation about those six children are also true. But the immediate context is that Akashvani, that heavenly voice actually revealed Kamsa's hellish side.